Today's daf is Nazir daf Nun Vav, and we are at the Mishnah, 19 lines from the top of daf Nun Vav Amid Beis. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Rufu Shalema for Yosef Leib Ben Basha, and today's daf is also being learned Le'ilu Nishmas Chaim Alazim and Yibodol L'Chaim Reb Shimshon Aryeh. So we're at the very, very last, not even daf, last Amud of Perek Kohen Gadol, the topic of which was the halachas of meis mitzvah, but even more prominently, the halachas of aholos. So aholos is a mesechta in Shisha Sidrei Mishnah, but being that it's in Seder Tyrus, we don't have any gemara on mesechtas aholos. But really, the insight into the Amoraim's analysis of mesechtas aholos is the seventh parak of mesechtas Nazir. That's why in yeshivas, where they learn kachim and Tyrus, when you learn mesechtas Nazir, Perek Zayin, first Seder, second Seder, you learn Mishnayis Aholos, because it's very much Me Inyan Le Inyan Ba'os Inyan. Now, if you were going to look at the last seven Dafin, high level, what the Gemara discussed was the Tumos that if another comes in contact with, he would have to be Megaleach, and the Tumos that if another comes in contact with, he would not have to be Megaleach. In other words, one of the core sub-parshios of the parsha of the Nazir is that a Nazir that becomes Tomei Tumas Meis has to be Noyeg a Nazirus of Tumah. What does that mean? Obviously, he has to become Tahar, but it impacts his Nazirus in a very profound way. Number one, it puts the Nazirus on hold. Number two, Vayomim HaRishonim Yiplu. Any day that he already counted, he's going to lose. Number three, in addition to going through the 7 days of Tumah, who yischata by b'yom hashlishi u'b'yom hashvi, he also has to do a tiglachas of Tumah on the 7th day. Additionally, he has to bring special karbonos on the 8th day. Achatas oif, oilas oif, and the infamous Asham Nazir Tomei. But what emerged from the sugyas that we learned is that not every time that a Nazir becomes Tomei Tumas Meis would it trigger that unique parsha of the Nazirus of Tumah. In fact, there was a list that was mentioned in a Mishnah daf Mem Tes Amud Beis al Elu Tumos HaNazir Megalech. But there was another list that was mentioned on daf Nun Dalet that discussed the Tumos She'en HaNazir Megalech. And if you go through that list, many of the things mentioned are real Tumas Meis and Afal Pike, meaning despite the fact that the Nazir is Tomei Tumas Meis, that's not the question. But Einoi Megalech, it doesn't trigger the halachos of the Nazirus of Tumah. Now, because he's Tomei Tumas Meis, the Mishnah said, he's Mazah B'Shlishi U'B'Shvi, meaning he has to conduct himself as if he's Tomei Tumas Meis. But the halacha of Ayom HaRishonim Yiplu, and the halacha of the Teglachas of Tumah, and the halacha of bringing Karbonos, all those dinim are not going to apply. So, when it comes to the parsha of the Nazir, it's very, very important to be aware of this delineation, this distinction, these two lists. Al Eilu Tumos HaNazir Megalech, Val Eilu Tumos She'en HaNazir Megalech. This Mishnah that we're about to learn right now is going to take our perek and really broaden it beyond the boundaries of Mesechtas Nazir. And we're going to see that the Mishnah on Daf Mem Tes and the Mishnah on Daf Nun Dalet, the two respective lists of Tumas Meis, is not only Negei the Nazir, but it's actually very fundamental to the laws of Tumas Meis and the laws of Aholos in general. With that introduction, Zok the Mishnah. Omar Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer said, Mishum Rabbi Yeshua, in the name of Rabbi Yeshua. Now, how often do you find that? That Rabbi Eliezer is saying over Torah in the name of Rabbi Yeshua. So it'd be very tempting to get excited now and to try to think of what the rest of the story might be. But if you look in the Hagoyis Vitzioinim on the side of the Gemara, they change the Gersa. It's not Omar Rabbi Eliezer, it's Omar Rabbi Eloza. It comes from the Rashash and from other Magiyim. And the truth is, we'll see a Brisa in the Gemara that's going to elaborate on what the Mishnah is about to say. And from that Brisa, it's Muchach, that this is not Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol talking, but it must be another Tana whose name is similar to Rabbi Eliezer, a Tana whose name is often confused with the Tana Rabbi Eliezer, and of course it's Rabbi Eliezer. Either way, so Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Mishum Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Eliezer said the name Rabbi Yeshua, Kol Tumah Min HaMeis, Shenaz Megaleh Chaleh, any form of Tumas Meis, with the Nazir has to be Megaleh Chaleh, meaning the whole list in the Mishnayos. Im Daf Mem Tes Amid Beis, Chayov and Aleh, Abiyas Mikdash. If somebody, not a Nazir, was Tameh with that Tumah, and he would enter the Beis HaMikdash, he would be Chayev. What would he be Chayev? So if someone's Tameh, and he enters the Beis HaMikdash, if he does it b'mezid, he's chayiv karis. If he does it b'shoygig, there's a parish of Oilav Yoyret. So it's very, very chomer. The laws of Tumas, Mikdash, V'Kadashav are from the most chomer halachas in the Torah. Says Rabbi Lazar, quoting Rabbi Yeshua, any tumah that had the nazir come in contact with that, he would have a din that he has to be megalech. Then, if an ordinary person would have that tumah, he would be chayev al bias mikdash. But any type of tumas meis, where if the nazir would come in contact with it, he wouldn't have to be megalech. For example, roivakav of tzomois or revius of dam. So then the halach is ein chayev an aleh al bias mikdash. If somebody was tumi tumas meis, because he came in contact with that tumah and he entered the Beis HaMikdash, he would not be chayav. Rameir heard what Rabbi Elazar said in the name of Rabbi Yeshua, and he said, "Loi teheizu kalam min asheretz." Said, "How could it be if somebody's tumah tumas sheretz, or Tosfos says any tumah for that matter, and he enters the Beis HaMikdash in that status, he's chayav karis? So if someone's tumah tumas meis, but it's azasar tumah she'in anazim galeach aleh, he shouldn't be chayav karis?" Meaning, what Rabbi Elazar was saying in the name of Rabbi Yeshua was that this distinction that you find in Tumas Meis between the Tumas Meis Shanaz Megalech and the Tumas Meis Shainan Naz Megalech is Negei Bias Mikdash also. So if someone's Tumi Tumas Meis, Azas or Tumas Shainan Naz Megalech Aleh, and he enters the Beis HaMikdash, he doesn't have the Parsha of Bias Mikdash. Says Rameyah, Rabbeinu Shalaylam. How could that person be worse than the person who's simply Tomei Tomas Sheretz, or if he was a Balkari, if he was a Zava, or any other Toma, where if he would enter the Beis HaMikdash, he would have the parasha of Beis Mikdash, Sekenet Zayin, and as a result, Ramey was choylik on what Rabbi Lazar had said over in the name of Rabbi Yeshua. Zok to Gemar, Rabbi Yezer, or Argus, Rabbi Lazar, Mishum Rabbi Yeshua, Gamala, this halacha, that Rabbi Lazar said, this very, very big chiddush, that kol tumas meis, she'in ha'nozim egaleh chaleh, in chayoven aleh, al Beis Mikdash. So Rabbi Lazar said in the name of who? He said in the name of Rabbi Yeshua. So the Gemara says, is that true? Did he really say in the name of Rabbi Yeshua? V'mishum Rabbi Yeshua, bar mamu, gamala. He didn't say in the name Rabbi Yeshua, but he said in the name of Rabbi Yeshua bar Mamul. So what's the kasha? Did he say it in the name of Stam Rabbi Yeshua, or did he say it in the name of Rabbi Yeshua bar Mamul? Maybe Stam Rabbi Yeshua is Rabbi Yeshua bar Mamul. We know he's not. Stam Rabbi Yeshua is Rabbi Yeshua Reb Chananya. So the Gemara's kasha is that from the Mishnah, it's mashma he said in the name of Rabbi Yeshua Reb Chananya. But we know from a brisa that the Gemara's about to quote a Maisa Shahaya Kachaya, where Rabbi Elazar said this halacha not in the name of Rabbi Yeshua bar Chananya, but rather Rabbi Yeshua bar Mamul. So what's this brisa? The Tanya, Rabbi Elazar said, we're going through a lot of hoops, we're changing a lot of Eliezers into Elazar to make the proper Gersa work. Either way, I once went to Adaskia. It was a place, Matzalsis Rabbi Yeshua ben Peser Rosh. I met Rabbi Yeshua, who was the son of Peser Rosh. So Peser is his first name, Rosh seems to be his second name. Did people have two names in the times of the Tanah? That's old rage. Either way, Rabbi Yeshua ben Peser Rosh, he was saying Torah in the presence of Rabbi Meir. Halacha, and he was saying over halacha. And this is what he said: Kol tumah min ameis shanazim megaleich aleh chayavin aleh mishum bias mikdash. V'chol tumah min ameis she'en anazim megaleich aleh in chayavin aleh mishum bias mikdash. So Rabbi Elazar says, I'm in Ardaskia. I see Rabbi Yeshua, the son of Peser Rosh, who's telling Torah to Rabbi Meir, and he said over the halacha of our Mishnah that the only time someone's chayav bias mikdash is if it's hazas or tumas meis shanazim megaleich. Amalois, Rabbi Meir heard that. Rabbi Meir reacted the same way he reacted in our Mishnah. He said, "Al teheizu kalam misheretz." How could the tumas meis in anaz megalech be any better, any more kuladig than tumas sheretz? And if someone is tummy tumas sheretz and he enters the Beis HaMikdash, he's chay mishum bias mikdash. He should be chay mishum bias mikdash as well. So Rabbi Elazar says, "I see this happening in real time." Amarti loy. So Rabbi Elazar says, "I turned to Rabbi Meir and I told him, Klumat abaki Rabbi Yeshua bar Mamul. Are you aware of Rabbi Yeshua bar Mamul? Do you know?" Amalei hey. He says, "Yeah, of course I know Rabbi Yeshua bar Mamul." So said Rabbi Elazar, "Well, kach amalei Rabbi Yeshua bar Mamul. I'll tell you, Rabbi Yeshua bar Mamul told me mishum Rabbi Yeshua in the name of Rabbi Yeshua that kol tumim min amesh and ozem megalei chalel chayv leh mishum bias mikdash kol tumim min amesh ein anozem megalei chalel ein chayovin aleh mishum bias mikdash." But what do you see from here? Heavy mishum Rabbi Yeshua bar Mamul gamr lo. So you see that who did Rabbi Elazar hear this halacha from? He heard it not from Rabbi Yeshua Bereb Chananya, but he heard it from Rabbi Yeshua bar Mamul. So the Gemara's kasha is, then why in the Mishnah is it Amar Rabbi Elazar Mishum Rabbi Yeshua bar Chananya? It should have been Amar Rabbi Elazar Mishum Rabbi Yeshua bar Mamul. Because Rabbi Yeshua bar Mamul is the one that Rebbe Lazar heard it from. Now, if you paid attention to the story and the details and the nuances of it, Rabbi Yeshua Bar Mamel himself had heard it from Rabbi Yeshua. But the Gemara thinks it's still a kasha. At the end of the day, Omer Rabbi Lazar Mishum Rabbi Yeshua. Blazer didn't hear anything from Rabbi Yeshua. Omer Rabbi Lazar Mishum Rabbi Yeshua Bar Mamel. So, faith the Gemara a kasha, not in the lumbus of the Mishnah, which there's plenty of, but Poshet Adakus, it's Amar Rabbi Lazar Mishum Rabbi Yeshua Bar Chanan, it should have been Amar Rabbi Lazar Mishum Rabbi Yeshua Bar Mamel. So the Gemara says, Amru, you see from here, that Shema Minah, this is the Teretz, like Kol Shmaitza, the Mesamru Bevei Klasa, anytime you have a halacha, where three people are involved in this halacha, meaning Ploini, heard a halacha from Ploini, who heard the halacha from Ploini. So Kadmoyu Basroi Amrinon, when it comes to saying over this halacha, if you're going to repeat it, you're going to write it. So you would say over the Kadmoy, the first person to say it, meaning who would trace itself back to, Ubasroi, and the last person to say it, but the middleman, the person in the middle, him you don't have to say. And that's the Pshat in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda Anasi writes the Mishnah. He said, Amar Rabbi Lazar Mishum Rabbi Yeshua. I, Rabbi Lazar, heard it from Rabbi Yeshua, Bar Mamel heard it from Rabbi Yeshua. That's true, but you don't have to mention everyone in the Shalshalas. So you mention Rabbi Lazar because he's the one that gave us this halacha. Who does it trace itself back to? So if you follow the paper trail, it goes back to Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Chananya. Who's Stam Rabbi Shua? And that's why the Mishnah said, Amar Rabbi Lazar, Mishum Rabbi Shua. Now, in Chanami, if you were going to mention everyone in the Shalshalas, it would be Amar Rabbi Lazar, Mishum Rabbi Shua, Bar Mamo, Mishum Rabbi Shua. But you don't have to do that. Kadmoy, Basroy, Yamrinon, Mitzioy, Lo Yamrin. Amar Rav Nachum, Yitzchok, Rav Nachum, Yitzchok said, Afan Anami Tonino. I have a raya to this Yisoid. And the raya is from a Mishnah, Mesechtes Peya. It's Perik Beis. Mishnah Vav, and like so many Mishnayas and Brises and Gemaras, the Masechtas Nazir, the Rishonim say that we have the incorrect Girsa in the way the Mishnah is about to be given to us. So we'll read the Gemara the way Tosfos is geared. So it starts the same way. Omer Nachum Halavlar. Nachum Halavlar said, Kach mikublani miram Yashar. I'll tell you what I heard from Yashar. Shekibel me'aba, who heard from his father. Shekibel min hazugois, who heard from the Zugais. Who were the Zugais? They were the leaders of the Jewish people after the Tkufa of the Anshei Knesset Agdoilo, before the Tkufa of Shammai and Hillel and the Talmidim of Shammai and Hillel, and mentioned the Mishnayos of his Paragalef. But either way, so Nochem Alavdo said, I heard from Rami Yashu, from his father, who was Mekabel from the Zugais, Shekibel Menah Nevi'im, who were Mekabel from the Nevi'im, Halacha L'Moish Mishinai, meaning they heard all the way back to Moish Mishinai, that what? So this is where you need Tosfos. So if you look at the last Tosfos on the Amid, four lines from the bottom, Shnei Minei Chitin, if somebody has a field, and in the field, he's growing chitin, so he has wheat in this field. Now there's two types of chitin. So the question is, do you say that because this field has two types of chitin, so there's two chiyuvim of peya? Or do you say, no, it's one field and shem chitin chadhu, and as a result, there's only one obligation of peya. So this is the halacha. Asan goyren echad. If this person has one harvest, meaning he harvests all the chitin at the same time, then we treat it as one field, one chitin, and therefore he's only going to have one obligation of peya. However, shtei gronois, if he has two harvests, nois and shtei peyos, in that case he's going to have two peyos. But either way, we're not learning Masechtas Peyos. What we just need is the names. And that is that Nochem Alav was saying over the Messiah, I heard from Miyasha, who heard from his father, who heard from the Zugas, who heard from the Nevi'im, and then from the Nevi'im we skip. We go all the way to Moshe Rabbeinu. What's the kasha? Ve'ilu Yehoshua v'kalev like a chashiv. Vasit mit Yehoshua benun and vasit mit kalev. Meaning, if you're going to go and mention all the people in between in this halacha, why do we skip Yehoshua benun and why we skip kalev? Incidentally, I saw in the shiurim from the Shulam David Alevi, he mutches kalev. Mandachar Shmei, Yeshua ben Nun is from the Moisri Atayra. But where do you find that Kalev ben Yefuna would be from the Moisri Atayra? Says the Rambam in his Akdamat Yad Chazaka, when he goes through the Shalshelas of the Mesiris HaTorah, it doesn't mention Kalev Ben Yefuna. So it's interesting that Ve'ilu Kalev, Loika Choshev, where does Kalev come into the sugya? But either way, Kalev and Yeshua were not mentioned. Oh, Shema Mino, said Rav Nachum HaYitzchok, that you don't have to mention everybody. Kadmoyu Basroi Yamrinon, Mitziyoi Lo Yamrinon. We brought this mission in Peah just to prove the point that when it comes to being Omer Dovah B'Shem Amrim, when it comes to this Indian of getting the names right, so you mentioned the person that presented the halacha, you trace it back to its original source, but everyone in between is not okay. What does it have to do again with our suya? Omer Rabbi Lazar Mishum Rabbi Shua. Wasn't it Omer Rabbi Lazar Mishum Rabbi Shua Bar Mamo Mishum Rabbi Shua? The teretz is, it's true, but when Rebbe presented it to us, he was able to skip Rabbi Shua Bar Mamo because Katmoyu Basroya Minon Mitziyoy Loyamir. The obvious kasha is that if Nachum Halavler was being Soymach on this inyan of Kadmoyu Basroy Yamrinon Mitzuyoy Lo Yamrinon, so why did it mention all the names that it didn't mention? Omar Nochem Alav, right? Kach Mekublani Miram Yasha, one. Shekibel Meyaba, two. Shekibel Menzugas, that's like a few hundred years of Gedoylim. Shekiblu Menanaviyim, that's, right? Think of Nach. And then we skip to Aloch Alamoy Shemi Sinai. What about Yeshua and Kalev? Oh, not mention Yeshua and Kalev, because Kadmoyu Basroy, as opposed to Mitzvah. So the Chidah asks this Kash in Pesach Yinayin. And the Chidah says that Vaistois, when Nochem Alavu was coming to teach us, was two things. Number one, you don't have to mention all the names. And that's where Nachum Yitzchak is saying that Afanan Amitonina, I have a riot from a Mishnah. But additionally, what Nochem Alavu was also teaching us is that Lechatchila, you should mention all the names. So you don't have to, but Lechatchila, you should. And how did he teach us both things? By mentioning some of the names and not mentioning all the names. If there was a chiyuv to mention all the names, he would have mentioned all the names. But if there was no big deal, then he wouldn't have even mentioned some of the names. So in this Mishnah, says the Chidah, it's Tartei B'mashm. It's Afan Anami Tanina that you don't have to. But at the same time, it's also a Makar that Lechatchila, there is an Indian in Sefsois of Davivais Bekever, and this whole shmooze of being Oymer Davi B'Shem Oymeroy, maybe Gula Oylem, that you should. We have a raid diet that we spoke about from Rav Reuven Margolis in his Hakdama to the Sefer Netzoytzayar, where he declares this Shaila, literally, in the sugi of being Oymer Dava B'Shem Oymer, is there an Inyan to mention the Godel that you heard it from? Hagam, he's not the author of this halacha. He really heard it from someone else. He makes a Tali in a Machloikis and a Yerushalmi, Dvarim Niflam, Kedarki Bakaydish, but that's in his Hakdama to the Sefer Shem Oymer. I am berelated rate bites. Either way, moving along, we return to our regular program, which is not Nazir, it's a Hollis. Zokta Mishnah, Amar Rabbi, eventually we're going to return to Nazir. Amar Rabbi Akiva, Danti Lifnei, Rabbi Eliezer. So Rabbi Akiva said, I once said over to Rabbi Eliezer, and this is not Rabbi Loza, this is really Rabbi Eliezer. So Rabbi Akiva, who's a Talmud Muvik of Rabbi Eliezer, Kiyodua, so he said, I said over the following halachat Rabbi Eliezer. I said, Ma'im etzim kisa'iru, she'inim etama odim ba'oyu, madachin etzim kisa'iru, which is not metama odim ba'oyu. Meaning, if someone's not a Nasser and he comes in contact with etzim kisa'iru is not metama ba'oyu. It's metama b'maga b'masa, it's not metama ba'oyu. Yet, if a nazir comes in contact with an etzim kisayra, b'magu b'masa, what's the halacha? A nazir megaleach, al magu evamasoi. He would have to be megaleach, right? It was mentioned in the Mishnah on daf mem tesom and beis. So etzim kisayra was mentioned in the Mishnah mem tesom and beis. However, it was mentioned as something that if the nazir comes in contact, b'magu b'masa only, he would have to be megaleach. But the bottom line is, etzim kisayra is tumah, that's not metame ba'oyo, but the noz is megalech. If that's the case, revi is dam, shehu metame odom ba'oyo, revi is dam, that is metame odom ba'oyo. A regular person that comes in contact with revi is dam, he becomes tamei tumas meis, even if it's ba'oyo. Eino idin she'e noz megalech amagov amaso. So certainly, if a nozer comes in contact with a revi is dam, he should have to be megalech, albeit if he came in contact, b'magav amaso. Right, so posh to kal v'choymer. Said Rabbi Akiva, I told Rabbi Eliezer, I have a very simple kal v'chaim. Revi is dam was mentioned in the Mishnah on Daf Mem Dal, not in the Mishnah on Daf Mem Tes, where the halacha is that if a nazir comes in contact with a revi is dam, even though revi is dam is metame b'maga b'masa uba'oya, but as it relates to the nazir, it's one of the tumei she'ina nazir megalech. So Rabbi Akiva said, how does that shtim with the mid of kal v'chaim? Etzim kisa'ir is only metame b'maga b'masa, which means it's kal. Yet the Nazir is Megaleach, Revi is Dam, which is Metame B'maga B'masa U'ba'oil, meaning it's Chomer, so certainly it should be Megaleach. This is the question that he asked Rabbi Eliezer. Amalis, Rabbi Eliezer told Rabbi Akiva, this is Rabbi Akiva talking, Maze Akiva, why are you saying this Akiva? Rabbi Akiva was Rabbi Eliezer's Talmud, so you can talk to Rabbi Akiva on first name basis. He said, Maze Akiva, ain't done in Kan Mikal V'chaymer. You can't make a Kal V'chaymer. Meaning, I hear the Kal V'chaymer, but you can make a Kal V'chaymer. Shabbosi, Vertzei Sidvar Hufthin Rabbi Yeshua, said Rabbi Akiva, after I told this over to Rabbi Eliezer, I went to Rabbi Yeshua, who was another one of Rabbi Akiva's Rebbein. Amali, he told me, Yofa Amarta, he's saying very good. However, Elokein Amru Halacha, Abulamaisa, we're dealing with Halacha L'moshe Misinai, and because we're dealing Halacha L'moshe Misinai, it's for that reason you can't don a Kal V'chaymer. So Rabbi Akiva has a Geshmak of Kal V'chaymer, that Revi Estam should be a tumor that the Nazir is Megaleach. He presented it to Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer shot it down. Ain't done in Kan Mikal V'chaymer. He presented it to Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Yeshua told him, Yafa Amarta, Elekeina Amru Halacha. But we're dealing with Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai, and because we're dealing with Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai, so for that reason, it's not going to be okay. Now, the Pashtus is that Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua are both saying the same thing. They chose different language, but they were both saying the same thing, and this little Gemara that we still have to learn here in Perakon Gadol is going to discuss what exactly they were saying. But I think if you look at the Lashon of the Mishnah, there's a dikduk. Rabbi Akiva comes to Rabbi Eliezer and he asks him a kasha. So what does Rabbi Eliezer tell him? Maza Akiva. Ain't done in Kam Mikal V'chaymer. And then he presents it to Rabbi Yeshua. And what did Rabbi Yeshua tell him? Yofa Amarta. Elekein Amru Halacha. Two dikdukim. Number one, Rabbi Eliezer's reaction is Maza Akiva. As opposed to Rabbi Yeshua told him, Yafa Marta, asking a good kasha, I hear. It's a very, very good question. I have to think about it. Additionally, Rabbi Eliezer Mamish didn't tell him anything. He just said, ain't done in Mikan Kal V'chaymer. Rabbi Yeshua gave him a little more information. We're dealing with Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. And because we're dealing with Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai, it's for that reason you have Kal V'chaymer. Rabbi Eliezer, we know, was Shamuti, the Rishonim say, because he was Mitalmidei Shammai. Rabbi Yeshua was from Talmidim of Beisil, even though we have a raid bite that it could be at some point Rabbi Yeshua flipped to the side of Beis Shammai. But the point is that Beis Shammai's Hanhoga, we know, was the Hanhoga of Zroik Mar the Talmidim. Maza Akiva, ain't done in Kan Mikal V'chaymer. What kind of kasha is that? Rabbi Yeshua is the Anafson, like the Gemara says in Perek Mem Madlikin, and the Gemara in Erev and Daf Yud Gimel Amid Beis. Why was Beisil Zoichet at Halachas Kamoisan? So what's Rabbi Yeshua's reaction? Yofa Amarta, you're saying very nice, you're saying very good. And not just that, it's Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. Bosh explained it to him a little bit. Now, he explained it to him, B'loshon Ketzara. This is Rabbi Yudan Nasi writing the Mishnah in that way. If there was a brisa about this, he'd probably have the longer version of it. But the reaction of Rabbi Eliezer, Maza Akiva, and the reaction of Rabbi Yeshua, Yofa Amarta, seems to be Ma'od Ma'od Matim from the Chadorim of Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, respectively. But either way, so what is the reason that Rabbi Akiva's Kal V'chaymer is flawed? It sounds like a very nice Kal V'chaymer. It's because we're dealing with Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai, which in one sentence seems to be suggesting that you can darshan Kal V'chaymer as a psukim in the Torah, but you can't darshan Kal V'chaymer as Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai is our Dine Deirai, so we know that. But the Yud Gimel Midos Shah Torah Nidreshes Behem were given to darshan psukim in the Torah. They weren't given to darshan Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. Right? Yud Gimel Midos Shah Torah Nidreshes Behem is a chiddush. Rabbi Shmuel Oimer, this is the way it is. But you have to limit it to what the rule states. And the rule says is, if you have psukim in the Torah, you have words in the Torah, so you can darshan them with Yud Gimel Midrash, that Torah addresses them. Halachas L'Moshe M'Sinai, loy nitnu lidarish. They weren't given to be able to be darshan, and it's for that reason, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, each one, B'Lashoyna Mazov, told Rabbi Akiva, even though I hear what you're saying, you have a nice Kal V'chaymer, but still it's not going to work. But the Gemara now has an Ibayah to try to understand a little bit better what exactly the issue is with the Kal V'chaymer, meaning where is the Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai in this Kal V'chaymer that's causing the Kal V'chaymer to trip up? Meaning, we're saying that the reason you can't darshan the Kal V'chaymer is because this is rooted in a Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. Vu lik the Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai, that's the reason that now I don't have the ability to darshan the Kal V'chaymer. So again, what's the Kal V'chaymer? Kal V'chaymer is Rabbi Kiva's tining that if Etzem Kisa'ira, which is Kal, why is it Kal? Because it's only metame b'maga b'mas. It's not metame b'oil. It's one of the tumish anozim egaleich aleihem. So Revi is dam, which is chomer. Why is it chomer? Because it's metame b'maga b'mas and b'oil. Certainly it should be from the tumish shanozim egaleich. Yet etzim kisayir is mentioned in the Mishnah on daf mem tes, and Revi Islam is mentioned in the Mishnah on daf mem dal. This is the kasha. The answer is because this Kal V'chaymer is working with Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. You can't use Kal V'chaymer when you're dealing with Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. Where is the Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai? Etzem Kisa'ira Halacha? Is the Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai the Etzem Kisa'ira? Meaning the fact that a Nazir is Megaleach on Etzem Kisa'ira, that's the Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. For Revi Yisdam, you want to now learn that Revi Yisdam, the Nazir, should also be Megaleach based on a Kal V'chaymer, if ain't done a Kal V'chaymer in the Halacha. It's Poshet. Meaning the Halacha, this chumrah that you find in the Parsha HaKal of Etzem Kisa'ira is a Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. There's no pasuk that says that etzem kisayira the nazir is megaleh chaleh. It's halacha l'maish misinai, and being that it's halacha l'maish misinai, so the halacha is halacha l'maish misinai. You can't dash and kavachem. You're right. If this halacha is true here, certainly it should be true there. Yeah, the problem is this that it's true this halacha l'maish misinai. I can't dash and halacha l'maish misinai. Oh, you do more, or maybe etzem kisayira that the nazir is megaleh is not halacha l'maish misinai. You know what halacha l'maish misinai is? Revi is dam halacha. The fact that a revius of dam is metame ba'oil, that's the halacha l'maish misinai. As if to say, there's no pasuk anywhere that says that revius dam is metame ba'oil, but it's a halacha l'maish misinai that revius dam is metame ba'oil. So the fact that revius dam is chomor is based on halacha l'maish misinai. The etzem kisa'ira, the way Tosis explains. So if you're now going to learn revius dam from etzem kisa'ira using a kal v'chomer, you can't do that because they ain't done a kal v'chomer mehalacha. Not that the halacha that I want to take from Etzem Kisayra and apply to Revius Dam is halacha l'maish misinai. The halacha is not. But the setup of the Kal V'chomer is working with halacha l'maish misinai. Because the fact that Revius Dam is chomer is based on halacha l'maish misinai. Because thus that Revius Dam is b'tam ha'boil is not a pasuk. It's halacha l'maish misinai. So again, either way, there's a tzad halacha l'maish misinai here. And that's why this Kal V'chomer doesn't work. The question is it the ikur halacha that was the first sign in the Ibaya? The fact that Etzem Kisayra is Nasis Megalechala, Das Alein is Halacha L'Mesh Messinai, therefore I can't apply that Halacha. Or could be the Etzem Halacha was not Halacha L'Mesh Messinai. But the fact that Revius Dam is more Chomer than Etzem Kisayra, that is the Halacha L'Mesh Messinai. And it's in the setup, in the Cheshbin of the Kal and the Chomer, of the Kal V'Chomer, one of the Tzadim is Halacha L'Mesh Messinai. That's already enough for you to say that you won't be able to dash in the Kal V'Chomer. So the Gemara says Tashma, it's a nice Ibaya, but it can be very easily resolved from a Braisa that says Etzem Kisa'ira, Halacha, V'Revius Dam, Kal V'Chomer, V'Indonim, Kal V'Chomer, Mehalacha. The fact that Etzem Kisa'ira, the Nosses Megaleach, is a Halacha L'Mesh Messinai, you want to learn Revius Dam with a Kal V'Chomer, it's an amazing Kal V'Chomer. There's no Pirch on the Kal V'Chomer. But ain't done in Kal V'Chomer, Mehalacha. And on that note, Hadron Halach, Koyen Gadol. So, we're making a Hadron on Perek Koyen Gadol, but just learner beware that really the next perek is going to begin me'inyan le'inyan ba'isa inyan, and it's going to continue to discuss the laws of the nazir that's tamei tumas meis, and then a few days later we'll make another hadron, and then we're going to end the mesechta a little bit more related to how we started the mesechta, which is nazir. But the point is that this is very much a hadron al koponim on the holos sugis of mesechta's nazir. So we're going to return to talk about the nazir that's tamei tumas meis and how it impacts his naziris, but in terms of the ahalas and all the halachas of our perek, on that we made a hadron halach kain gavos. Just a few ha'aras. First ha'ara is that we mentioned this in the beginning of the daf. If you look back at the daf, high level, the last seven daf, and really starting from the Mishnah on daf memtes on the days, all the way through this last ibayulahu on daf nun zayin amar aleph, discuss the two lists of tumas meis. There's the elements and the chalokim of the mace that if the nazir comes in contact with, he would have to be megaleach. And then there's the list of al elu, if the nazir comes in contact with, he would not have to be megaleach. And we said that both lists are legitimate tumas mace. And in either case, the Mishnah said, the nazir would have to be mazir shlishi v'shvi. The question is he megaleach or is he not megaleach? What came clear in today's daf is the Mishnah, daf nun vav on the day, is that this halacha of the two lists is not only negay the nazir, but it's also negay the halachas of bias mikdash. And that is, if someone is tamei tumas meis and he enters the beis hamikdash, he's subject to the laws of tumas mikdash v'kadoshav, which are very, very chamor. However, it's only if he entered being tamei tumas meis with the list of the tumas meis shanazim megalech. If, however, he would enter the beis hamikdash, tamei tumas meis, but it's through one of the things that the nazir is not megalech. It's reiva kavavatzamis. It's a revius of dam. It's a girl of a doifik, etc., etc. Go through that list on daf nun dalet. So then the halacha is he wouldn't be chayiv al bias mikdash, and that's the halacha. The Rambam paskins like this mishnah, even though a mayor had a kash on it. A little bit of drama, but at the end of the day, that is the halacha. So you have the list of the tumah shanazim megaleach, and that list is not only negayah the nazir, but it's also negayah tumas mikdash v'kadoshav. It's negayah the laws of bias mikdash. There are only certain types of tumas meis that if somebody would enter the beis hamikdash in that state of tumah, he would have all the halachas of Bias Mikdash. Demis says, this list is Negeya, a third halacha. And this is by far the most shriach and the most halacha l'maisa, and it's even halacha l'maisa d'zman hazeh. And the makar to that third area in halacha that this lists on Negeya is a braisa mesechtes smachis. It's perik dalet halacha chav alef. Quote, kol tuma shehanazir migalea chalea koyen muzer alef. The braisa mesechtes smachis says that the only time of not a koyen has an iser to come in contact with a mace is if it's a zasort mace shehanazir migalea chalea. But if the nazir would not be megalei chaleh, in that instance, you would not have this halacha. Now, the emes is, Toisvis and Mesachtes Brachas, Daf Yud Tes Amid Beis, is mefalful very much in this Braisa and Mesachtes Machas. Tois asks, a great sakash on this Braisa, Ayin Shal. And because of that, Toisvis says, that it could be this Braisa's Mishabeshtahi. It's a Tois. And even though it's brought down in Mesachtes Machas, really it's a Tois. Then Toisvis is Chayzer. And really, if you walk away from Toisvis, you'll be a little bit confused as to Lamaisa. Is this a real Braisa? Or is it Mishabeshti? Was it really a Tais? If you look in the Rishonim, you can add confusion al Gabi confusion. And really in the final analysis, it's a major, major, major Machlokes Rishonim. Whether that halacha, which it seems to be a Mefurisha Braisa, Masechtes Machas, is Emes or it's not Emes? The Tzad it's Emes is as I state. The Tzad it's not Emes is not that we don't paskin like it, but simply Mishabeshti, it's a Tais. And if it's a Tais, okay, you can't paskin halacha based on the Tais. But the bottom line is that we have the list of the Tumay Shanaz Megalech and the list that the Naz is not Megalech. It's Negeya Hilchas Naziris, it's Negeya Hilchas Bias Mikdash, and it's also Negeya, could be, according to some Rishayinim, Ayin Bebe Shayza, and Richas Gedoy Lamamish, could be it's Negeya also what type of Tumas Meis a Koyin is not allowed to be Metamatum. Now, the question that is something you have to ask yourself as you go away from this Gemara is, at the end of the day, Rabbi Lozer said in the name Rabbi Yeshua, Bar Mamu will say in the name Rabbi Yeshua, Kol Tumah Min Amesh Anazim Galeach Aleh Chayoven Aleh Al Bias Mikdash. V'chol Tumah Min Amesh In Anazim Galeach Aleh In Chayoven Al Bias Mikdash. Rabbi Meher Kasha. What was this Kasha? Lo Yitezu Kala Min Asheretz. And Rabbi Yeshua Bar Mamu, Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Eliezer, if that's your preferred girsa, never answered this question. Nobody answered this question. So at the end of the day, Rameir has a very, very starke taina. His taina is, why is this worse than Tumas Sheretz? If someone's Tumas Sheretz and he enters the Beis HaMikdash, he's subject to all the laws of Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav. So why would it be if someone's Tumas Meis, because it's the Tumas She'ena Nazim Galeachala, why then wouldn't he be Chayv? And really, on a more fundamental level, what's this whole idea? There's certain Tumas Meis Nazim Galeachala, there's certain Tumas Meis She'ena Nazim Galeachala, it's Negeya Bias Mikdash, could be it's Negeya also Tumas Kayanim. What is the aside? What is the origin of these two lists? And really, Rameyus Kasha, the Gemara never answered Rameyus Kasha. So the Rambam, in Hilchas Tumas Meis, this is in Perek Gimel, Halacha Gimel, the Rambam says as follows. The Rambam says, Tumas Roiva Atzomois Ba'oil, the Tumas Reviyas Dam, the Tumas Eva She'enol of Basakaroi, Be'men Ameis, Be'men Achar. All these tumas, what do they have in common? These are tumas she'ena nosim egalechalem. Yiruli says the Ram, I think, she'kulam tumasam eina din taira. All these tumas are not din taira. She'ri ein ha'nosim egalechalem. Because the nos is not megalech on all these tumas. K'moy she'bi'arnu b'naziris. Ve'ein chayoven aleh al bias mikdash. And you're not going to be chayiv if someone has that tumah if he enters the Beis HaMikdash. V'chol tomei betumah shel taira chayiv al bias mikdash. Because it's only someone that's Tomei with a Tumah Shal Taira that's going to be Chayv Abiyas Mikdash. But these Tumahs yearly, Shekulam Tumasam Einu Din Taira. The Rambam seems to be saying that the side of the two lists is one is a Dairaisa Degalist and the other one is a Rabbanan Degalist. That's why the Nos is Megaleach only on the first list, because those are the Tumahs Dairaisa. The other lists are only Tumahs Rabbanan. Bias Mikdash, you only Chayiv if it's Tumahs Dairaisa, not if it's Tumahs Rabbanan. The list of things, She'ena Nazma Galechalim, are only Tumahs Rabbanan. And that's the terrorist, Ramey's Kasha. Ramey asks, Nekasha, Kalvachamim, Mi Sheretz. Sheretz is Tumah Dairaisa. These are all Tumahs Rabbanan. And because these are all Tumahs Rabbanan, so it's for that reason it's not Shver. Now the Rambam says, I don't know this for sure, but yearly, right? Rambam's hergish. Yirali azoy dachzach shekulon tumasam einod in Torah. That the side of the second list is that all those tumas are not in Torah. And emphasis, if you go through that list, some of them are clearly not in Torah. Schoches and prois are not in Torah. Kosofik tumah b'shus rabbim sveikaitar. Beis apras is not a tumah deirai. So you see already that some of the things mentioned in that list we know for sure are tumas derabbanan. The Rambam held that the whole list are only tumah derabbanan, and because the tumah derabbanan, that's why in anoz megalech, that's why in achayv al bias mikdash, that would be pshat in the brayis and mesachta smachis, and that's the answer to Rameis kasha. Why don't you have a kal v'chaymer misheretz? The problem is that the Rambam seems to be soisa mishnasa. The Rambam's in Hilchas Naziris, it's Perikei Halacha Tezvav, says the Rambam. Nazir shenitma lameis, a nazir that becomes tamei tumas meis, is tamei shiva. He's tamei 7 days. Bein betumay shu megalechale, kumay shi yizbar, bein betumay she'en megalechale. And it doesn't matter if the tumah is one of the tumahs that the nazir is megalech, or if it's one of the tumahs that the nazir is not megalech. Either way, he's tamei 7 days, and here's the punchline. Not just that, either way, says the Rambam, hareza loika. He's going to get malchus. Afreit the mechas chinuch and mitzvah reish samich gimel and the Maron agrees in the last stickle and brisker oven safe and hilchas psuli amikdashim. L'chayit is a stiris and Rambam. Here the Rambam said that the side of the elu dvarm she'ena nazim galeich alein is that these are not tumas deiraisa. How could then the Rambam say that you get malchus if it's not tumas deiraisa? So why are you getting malchus? Says the brisker of, you have to say, for those familiar with l'shoinei hazav shalai Rambam, this is something we've spoken about many, many times over the years, not recently, but many times over the years. The Rambam could be, when he said that the Tumah she'ena nazim galeich aleihem are not divrei Torah, he didn't mean that they're Tumah derabbanan. But the Rambam used to use the word mi dinei Torah and mi divrei soifrim very, very loosely. And what the Rambam really means is that they're both deiraisa, but one is mi divrei Torah in that one is mefurish in the Torah, and the other was Einam Midivrei Torah. It's not Mefurish in the Torah. It's only learned out from the Yud Gimel Midrashai Torah Nidrashas Pam. Where does the Rambam say something like this? In a bunch of places. He says it by Riches in his Shroshim and Sefer HaMitzvahs. But the most famous place is the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchas Yishus, where the Rambam says, Isha Niknas Bekasim Shtar and Bia. And the Rambam says, two of the three are Midivrei Torah. One is Midivrei Seifrim. Which one is Midivrei Seifrim? Kesef. The fact that Isha Niknas Bekasim is only Midivrei Seifrim because it's learned that only from Xer Shava. Kicha, Kicha, Mistay Efren. By the way, Rashi in Ksubas Tav Gimel Amar Aleph brings this B'shem all his Rabbi Isai. Right? That all the Rebbes of Rashi said in the Sugya of Kol the Kaddish Adaita the Rabbanon. Mekadesh, the Afkinu Rabbanu L'Kedusha Minei, the Gemara says, Teinach, the Kaddish Bekaspo. Frank Rashi, what's the difference if you're Mekadesh Bekaspo, if you're Mekadesh Beshtar Rabiyo? So he says, Shamati Kol Rabbeisim Mefarshim, all my Rebbe said, because when you're Mekadesh Bekaspo, it's only a Kedusha the Rabbanu, because it's only learned down from Xer Shava. How could you even say that? When you learn something from Xer Shava, it's the Rabbanu, of course it's the Raisa. So in the Rambam Al Koponim, you have to work on Rashi's Rebbe's. But as it relates to the Rambam for sure, the Rambam in semantics used to refer to things that are not mefurish in the Torah as divrei soifrim, and this teretz, even though it seems a little asif zoknim shad in a Rambam, but it's meyashiv a lot of Rambams. Right? If the Chachmi Lomil ever asked the Rambam this question, it's probably what the Rambam would have said. But the point is that the Rambam very often would, when he would describe deiraisa, not mean what we mean when we say deiraisa. It's all deiraisa. Is it mefurish in the Torah or not mefurish in the Torah? Al Kaponim said the briskerov. It's posh. It's posh. To the prescribed was stamazoi pasha, but it's pasha also mikayach the Rambam and the Rambam says you get malchus if a nazir is metame to one of the tumish in a nazir galeichale. That what emerges is that the yisoid achilik between the two mishnayos, the dvarim shanos megalechlem and the dvarim sheinah nos megalechlem, is not one's deraisa, one's the rabban. They're both deraisa. One is mefurish in the Torah, and the other one is not mefurish in the Torah. And the avoid of the briskerov in that shtickle is that why would it be that a tumah that's mefurish in the Torah, that type of tumah somehow the nos is megaleach, but the tumah that's not mefurish in the Torah, the nos is not megaleach. Meaning bishloimo, if the Rambam is meant to be taken literally, one's deiraisa, one's the rabbanon, then it's pasha. But if the Rambam is not meant to be taken literally, and it's all deiraisa, so what's the difference if the deiraisa is mefurish in the Torah or if it's not mefurish in the Torah? And it's negei ahen the halacha of when the nos is megaleach, and the halacha bias mikdosh, and according to the Masech, the smach is according to Kamer Rishonim, it's also negay when a kohen is not let to be metamet to a mace. But the bottom line is that's what emerges. Now, the emesis is another Rambam that you have to just be aware of. We mentioned this in the old shiur, but never in this machzer. And that is, we posted some of those shiur. But the point is that the Rambam in the beginning of Perek Zayin, Hilchas Naziris, Halacha Aleph. Listen to the Rambam's lashon. Yesh tumos min ames she'ein ha-nazer migaleach alim. There's certain tumos min ames that the nazer is not migaleach. V'loy soyser es ha-koydmen. Even though he's tummy 7 days. But at the same time, the nos is not megaleach, and it's not soysa the kaid. The fi shaloi nemar boy v'chi yitma v'nefesh ela v'chi yomus meis olav. And the reason is because it doesn't say regarding the nazar v'chi yitma v'nefesh, if he'll come in contact with a meis. But what does it say? V'chi yomus meis olav. And from the lashon of v'chi yomus meis olav, we learn ad she yitma betumos shehein me'atzmo yishol meis. So it has to be me'atzmo yishol meis. And if it's not me'atzmo yishol meis, then the nos is not megaleach. It sounds like the Rambam is giving you the shlissel, the mafteach, to understand the difference between the two mishnayos. That the mishnah, daf mem tesel mebeis, that mentions the two mishnah nos megaleach, these are all me'atzmo yishol meis. Whereas the mishnah, daf nun dalet, that mentions the two mishnah nos megaleach, these are not me'atzmo yishol meis. And being that it says v'chiyomus meis, all it has to be me'atzmo yishol meis, that's what the gelei is. So fake the briskerov, and that shtickle and stafer, we fight to have a steers harambam. You have a steers harambam between the Rambam and Tumas meis, perek gimel, alocha gimel, that seems to say the chilek between the two lists is divrei Torah, divrei seifim, albeit with the briskerov's havana that one is mefurish in the Torah, the other one's only from the Yud Gimel Midrash HaTorah in the Drashas. But the problem is, in Perek Zayin, Halacha Aleph, the Rambam has a whole different mahalach. It has nothing to do with whether it's mefurish or not mefurish, but what it has to do with is it me'atzmei shal meis or is it not me'atzmei shal meis. So the Biskarav there says an Eitzah, it's beyond the scope of this raid by Ayin Shah. But again, just to walk away with at least a toyamneh of what's happening over here, is that we have the two Mishnayas, the Mishnah Mem Tes on the days, we have the Mishnah on Daf Nun Dalet. Not all Tumas Meis was created equally. Where does it ever chapsach and afgemina? Number one, when is the Nazar Megalech? Number two, Bias Mikdash. And number three, this Mesech the Smach is that Tosis brings the brachas with Tesla Mebeis. That's a tremendous, tremendous tumult in the Poiskim, whether we paskin that way or we don't paskin that way. What's the chilik between the two lists? The Rambam in Hilchos Tumas Meis, Perek Gimel, Halacha Gimel, seems to say one is mefurish in the Torah, the other one's not mefurish in the Torah. And the Rambam in Hilchos Naziris, Perek Zayin, Halacha Aleph, seems to say that one list is Atzmoy Shal Meis, and the other one is not Atzmoy Shal Meis. Now, the Rav and Seif and the end of Psuli HaMikdashim is beyond the scope of this raid bite, but there's another briskur Rav that's in Chumash. It's a lot shorter and a lot easier. That's, I think, within the range of this raid bite. And we'll mention that briskur Rav. And that is, briskur Rav said that if you look in the Psukim and Parshas Chukas, so very, very wordy and really hard to know exactly what's going on. But the Pasuk's describing Tumas Meis. And the Pasuk says as follows, Hanageya bin Meis, v'chol nefesh adam, v'tomei shnivas yom. Someone that's negeya b'meis, v'chol nefesh adam, he's tomei 7 days. Hu yischat aboy, this is more geshmak with the trap, but hu yischat aboy b'yayim ha-shlishi, u b'yayim ha-shvi yitar. He needs hazah from the paradum of b'yayim ha-shlishi, b'yayim ha-shvi, v'm lo yischat aboy, t'nai kofel. Right, the Gemara brings this in the sugi of Tanai Kofa. So if he has taira on b'yei mashlishu b'yei mashvi yitar, v'm lo yischata b'yei mashlishu b'yei mashvi lo yitar. Then the pasuk says again, it's in tzveitim, kol anegei b'meis, b'nefesh adam ashe yomus, v'lo yischata. If someone was negei b'meis, and he didn't do the yischata b'yei mashlishu b'yei mashvi, as mishkan Hashem timei, if he enters the mishkan, right, it's if, he enters the mishkan, timei, v'nichrus ha'nefesh himi yisrael, ki mei nida lo yzoyrak olav, Tomeyia oitumasabai. And the Riskirov Steltzach, that doesn't the Pasik seem to be redundant? Hanegeya b'meis l'chol nefesh adam, v'tomei shivas yamim. And then again, kol hanegeya b'meis b'nefesh adam, asher yomus v'lo yischata. Why does the Torah have to chazer over again? Kol hanegeya b'meis b'nefesh adam, asher yomus v'lo yischata. You started off, hanegeya b'meis l'chol nefesh adam, v'tomei shivas yamim. What do you have to do? Hu yischata b'beim ha-shlish b'beim ha-shvi, v'm lo yischata b'beim ha-shvi, lo yita. Good. And then the Pasuk should say that if he enters the Mishkan, es Mishkan Hashem ti mei v'nichas ha-nefesh im Yisrael, ki mei nita lo yitzar gov, tam yiyah, itum asobay. Why does the Pasuk chazer over, kol anegei b'meis b'nefesh adam ha-shayomus v'lo yischata, said the Brisker of Nifla. He said because it's mevur in the sugis and mesachtes nazar, that there's two types of Tumas Meis. There's the list of Tumas Meis that the Nazir is Megaleach Aleim, and there's the list of Tumas Meis that the Nazir is not Megaleach Aleim. But those two lists are not only Negei Hilchas Naziris, but today's Daf, the Mishnah that we just learned, it's also Negei the Halachas of Bias Mikdash. That there are times that if someone's Tummy Tumas Meis and he enters the Mikdash in that state, then it's going to be a problem. And then there are times that he's not going to be subject to the laws of Bias Mikdash. The only time a person is chayev for bias mikdash is if he's tummy tumas meis, but it's a zasor tumah shanoz megalechle. So this is the briskerov in Sefer and Chumash. So the Brisker of, what's the Koiveya of the two lists? So he brings the Rambam in Hilchas Naziris. Again, you have to be Miyash of the two Stiris. That the Rav did already in Hilchas Psuli HaMakdasha. But what's the Koiveya? So he brings the Rambam Perek Zayin Halacha Aleph. That the Rambam says, is it Me'atz Moishal Meis? Or is it not Me'atz Moishal Meis? Where did the Rambam get this from? Who state by the Nazir that it has to be Me'atz Moishal Meis? The Rambam learned it in the Pasuk. It's a Mefurash Rambam. Because it doesn't say, Ki Yitmel in Nefesh Adam. It says, V'chiyamus Meis Alav. And Kiyamus Meisav, the person about to died on him. So Kiyamus Meisav, that's where the Rambam saw this Indian of it has to be Me'atz Meishal Meis. So said the Briskerov, that's what's going on in this pasuk. Hanegeya ben Meis l'chal nefesh adam. If someone comes in contact with a mace, it doesn't matter if it's the list on Memtes Amid Beis or if it's the list on Daf Nun Dalet. What's the halacha of a Tomei Shivas Yomim? He's Tomei for 7 days. What does someone do if he's Tomei 7 days? Who yischata be b'yem ha-shlish u'b'yem ha-shviyit? V'm lo yischata be b'yem ha-shlish u'b'yem ha-shviyit lo yit. Now the Torah is going to tell me the halacha b'yem ha-shmikdash. But the Torah can't just run into the halacha b'yem ha-shmikdash. Because not every person that's Tomei Tumas Mace is subject to the laws of b'yem ha-shmikdash. Zok the Torah tzim tzveitimol. Kol hanoygeya b'mace. B'nefesh ha'odom Asher Yomus. What does Asher Yomus mean? The Rambam darshan the word Asher Yomus in Perek Zayin Halacha Aleph Hilchos Naziris. Asher Yomus means it's Me'atz Meishal Meis. So if it's going to be Asher Yomus, it's going to be Me'atz Meishal Meis. V'lo yischata. Then es mishken Hashem time v'nichrasu ha'nefesh ha'imi Yisrael ki mei nida leizayra kol of tam yeh oitom asavai. Those are the two things that are going on in this pashmash. Every word in the Torah that we pashu take for granted because why am I ratzim in these years? But the Biskarov is mamish betuv tam based on a Rambam and Hilchos Naziris. Those are the two things happening over here. This the more generalist. The generalist is negeya every person that's Tomei Tumas Meis. Hanegeya b'meis l'chol nefesh adam v'tomei shivas yomim. But as it relates to this mishkan Hashem timei v'nichrasa, that's only things that the Nazir is megalech. When's the Nazir megalech? If it's me'atz meishal meis. How did the Torah say it in the parasha of Nazir? Asher yomus. It's kol hanegeya b'meis v'nefesh adam asher yomus v'lo yischata. It's one paragraph in the Briskerov, and the Briskerov fears always v'daik. Al Kopanim, that's the first aura. We're going to skip the second aura. We'll get into it. The Meshach, the week of Yetz Hashem. But just to end this parak with a Dvar Machshava. And that is Rav Shmuel Yankiv in Zois LeYaakov. It's also in Parshas Chukas. So on the Pasuk of Zois HaTorah, Adam Kiyamus Ba'oil, Kol HaBa'al Ba'oil, V'chol HaSheh Ba'oil, Yit Mashiv Az Yomim. So Rav Shmuel Yankiv brings the Gemara Masech, this Brachis, Daf Samech Gimel, it's another place in Shas as well, that says, Ein Divrei Torah Miskaimin, Ela B'mishem Meimis Atzmai Olea. Divrei Torah is only Miskaim by someone that's Meimis Atzmai Olea. Shenem HaZois HaTorah, Adam Kiyamus Ba'ayel. So from Zois HaTorah, Adam Kiyamus Ba'ayel, we learn that if a person wants to have a Kiyam in his Torah, Zois HaTorah, you want to have a Kiyam in Torah, it's Adam Kiyamus Ba'ayel. A person that's Meimis Atzmai But holy shal Torah, he's the person that's going to be zoicha to zoicha Torah. He's the person to whom the Torah is going to be neskayim. Tzidua, the Rambam b'lashonei hazav in Hilchos Talmud Torah, Perek Gimel Aloch Yud Beis. So the Rambam says, "Ein divrei Torah neskayim b'mimishem marpa atzmei aleihem." Torah doesn't have a kiyum by people that they have a rifyin sherafu yadeim b'Torah. V'loy be'elu shalom demitoch idun umitoch achila v'shtiyah. And this is a little more of a machshava zois liyakev, a hergish from Rav Shmuel Yankiv than even a shtickle Torah. He says that if you want a demus, you want to be able to visualize what it means that a person is memes atzmei ala Torah. He says, take a look at the Amora Rava. Two Gemaras. The Gemara says, in Masech de Shabbos, everyone knows this Gemara. It's on Daf Peches Amar Aleph. It's in the sugyas of Matan Torah. Ahu Tzeduki, the Chazi L'Rava, the Kamayim B'Shmaita. There was a Tzeduki that saw Rava. He was sitting and he was learning Torah. V'yosva etzba'asa d'yodei toysikara. And his fingers were underneath his legs. V'kamayitzbohu. And he was mamish stamping his feet and he was crushing his fingers. And the kamabin at spasidam and blood was pashed flowing from his fingers. Amaleis and the tzaduki turns to Rava and he tells him, "Amu peziza, the kadmisu pumaychu leidnaychu akati bepachzu zaychu kamisa," which in English means that you come from an impulsive nation. You said nasa before you said nishma, and you're still acting impulsive. Like, what are you doing? Just take your finger out and calm down a little bit. Meaning, where do you see that the yidden were like that by Kabbalah Satayr? Bereshi bayulachu lemishma imatzisu kablisu. First, you should have heard the mitzvah. See whether you can be mekayim it. V'loy loy kablisu amalei. So Rava said that I hear what you're saying. but you don't understand the Yid. Ananda Sagina Bishlay Musa. We who have total faith in the Eibishter, it says by us, Tumas Yesharim Tamchem. Yeah, people like you, the Sagan Bali Lusa, that you're not sure about your Amunah. You're not totally Beteach in the Eibishter. And you're not 100% sure that the Eibishter has your best interest in mind. Yeah, for someone like you, I understand that this is a problem. But we go Bederech HaYosh, we understood the Eibishter wasn't going to give us something that wasn't good for us, and that's why we did what we did. But Akoponim, said Rabbi Shmuel Yankif, the Gemara is Meta'er, the Arangeton Kite of Rava while we were sitting and learning. So listen to Rabbi Shmuel Yankif's Lashon. Pashut, I think it's Kedai to hear it inside. Ubiyura Dehachin Yonohu, Hine, Yesh Ha'iskin B'Torah B'Moicham. There are people that they learn Torah with their mayach. Yesh asher noisnim gamis levavam. There are people when they learn, they don't just put their mind into it, but they put their hearts into it. Ach ma'atim heim. But there are only a few people. Hamashkiim es kol remachiv areyem v'shsagi deim ba'omel ha'Torah. Hamoisrim es tamtzis dam nafshon v'nishmason lehegyoina v'eska. Adash aloi nisheres af pina v'zovis b'chol haviyosom she'ena maleya v'chadur b'yagiyazu. There isn't one crevice in their whole guf in the remachiv arm that shsagidim that is not 100% maleya Torah. B'madregazu misparish maisa derava. When a person, their hairs, this Madrega, he understands Rava. Asher ba'oske b'Torah Hashem. When he learned Torah, Nosan es kol hergeshav hadakim v'adina b'yoysel l'Torah. He gave up every hergish that he had. Every hergish was Torah. U'mishum kach afsha hoysa etzboi shoyses esdam. U'ke'ev ois hoyotokuf begufoy. And he was in terrible, terrible pain. He didn't feel anything. That hergish that would have been the reaction to the pain that he felt. That regish was given over the Ganri 100% to Eisa Katar. Anyone that knew Rav Shmuel Yankif knew this was Rav Shmuel Yankif. This is Rav Shmuel Yankif's hergish. This was mamish Rav Shmuel Yankif. Shmuel Yankif, Kiyodua, was a Bal Yisurim. He had a difficult life. And this was mamish's whole mitzvah. This paragraph is mamish, Lanir's Daiti, Divrei Hespid, Al Maram. But the bottom line is, that's the Yisoy. He didn't feel it because every single chelik of his guf was given over 100%. Rav Shmuel Yankif's Donacha Gemara. There's another Gemara that's Nugei of this. And that is a lesser known Gemara. The Gemara Masechtas Yuma. The Gemara says, Rava, Kadavi Miftim in Eder of Yosef. Rava was a Talmud of Rabbi Yosef. When he would leave Rabbi Yosef, have a Azalachaire, like a Talmud who leaves his Rebbe, so you don't turn your back to your Rebbe, you walk out going Tzedek Tzedek. So he's going out backwards, have a Azalachaire, Adam and Nakfin Kare. But he was walking backwards, he didn't see where he was going. And because he didn't see where he was going, he bushed, he hurt his foot. Umitasfson iskuposa de Bey Rabbi Yosef Dhamma. And he started bleeding from, so Rav is bleeding from his fingers, he's bleeding from his feet, right? And Mamish blood is coming from Rav. Only the Rav Yosef, so Rashi says, Rav Yosef was a Sagi Nar. He was a Ma'irei Naim, Rashi says. He didn't know this was all happening. So they came to him, and they told him, Hochi Yavid Rav, this is what Rav is doing. Amalei. So Rav Yosef said, Yehi Rav the Torim Reshech HaKula Kraka. So I give a bracha, that Yehi Rav the Torim Reshech HaKula Kraka, that Rav is all there in Rosh Hashiva. So Rav Shmuel Yankif, this Midah, this Hanhoga that you find that Rav had, in this Gemara in Yuma Daf Nun Gimel, it's Pashut L'Shita Asoy to the same Anhaga that he had in the Gemara Masechta Shabbos. What's the Oimik? He says the Oimik is that Ki Oisa Mesiras Haguf. See again, B'Lashoni Azor. V'Hanefesh Asher Hishkia Rava Ba'Amal Talmudai Hishkia Gam Be'Eskoy B'Kvoida Shal Torah Kvoid Rabbi. That same inyan of not just giving your moyach and your lev, but your remachei varmish sagidim over to Esek HaTorah, Rava gave that over to Kovod HaTorah as well. Shekin Kovod HaTorah hu etzem be'atzmo shel amola v'talmuda. Ukishem shebetorah yesh la'ashkiyas kol ergeshem. V'gam mo'adinim b'yoyser keinu gam be'esek v'kin Kovod HaTorah. Kovod HaRav u'moyroish u'kemoyroish amayim. V'kach no'ag Rava. Ki bitel es kol yeshusoy u'mitziyusay kasha also in Kvayd Rabbi. When he was busy in Kvayd Rabbi, he was mamash, he was learning Havayas Dabai V'Rava. And l'fichach loichosh kol ikka b'kev sh'achas boy. U'bedam ashen nishvach kemayim. Ki kol gufay al hergeisho v'atzov av moser hoyo kolu l'Kvayd Rabbi. Oisai chizayin chaza v'nishna. Limuda kinesinasa ukfayda kinesinusa. Amal tamuda shal teira ukfayda shal teira chadu. This is what Shmuel Yankiv said. He said, Shmuel Yankiv, that you want to have a picture of what it means, Adam kiyamus ba'ayo. What it means to be memes atzmai aleh. To be memes atzmai aleh means to give yourself over 100%. There are people, yesh ha'oiskim b'teira b'moicham. When they sit and learn teira, they're learning with their moyach. Yesh asher noisim gamis levavam. Said there are people when they learn Torah, they give over their heart. They give up every single ounce of what they had. Rava did it, saying the Gemara Masech the Shabbos, Daf Peches Amar Aleph, and saying the Gemara Masech the Yuma, Daf Nun Gimel Amar Aleph. Said Rav Shmuel Yankiv, one last knetch. And that is, if you look at Rabbeinu Chananel, on that Gemara Masech Tes Yuma. So Rabbi Yosef heard what Rava's Hanhaga was. So what did he tell him? Yehi Rava de Torim Reishech Akula Kraka. Says Rabbeinu Chanano, what was he telling him? V'yesh Oimrim Shetia Bekol Halacha Kerava. That what Rabbi Yosef was saying was, if this is my Talmud Rava, then the Halacha should always be like Rava. We know that whenever Rava argues with his Baal Plukdin Shas, with six exceptions, the Yal Kagam, the Halacha is always like Rava. Why was Rabbi Zoicha that the Halacha should be Kemoisai? Shteit Rabbeinu Chananel in Yuma Daf Nun Gimel Amid Beis. It's because of this complete Ibrige Kevinkeit that he had for the Torah. So said Rabbi Shmuel Yankiv, maybe that's Pshan Chazal. Ein Divrei Torah Miskaimen Ela B'misha Memes Atzmai Aleh Shenem Azoisa Torah Adam Kiyamus Bayil. What's the dmus? What's the picture? What's the visual of someone that's Memes Atzmai Ala Torah? It's Rava. It's Rava in Shabbos Peches and it's Rava in Nun Gimel, in Masechtas Yuma. What was Rav Zoicha to? He was Zoicha to Halacha Kemoisai. He was Zoicha to this Chazal. Ein Divrei Torah Miskaimen. His Torah had a Kiyam. It had a Kiyam because every Sivkot and Shulchan Aruch is based on Shitas Rava. He was Zoicha to the Divrei Torah that were Miskaimen because he's the Dmus and Shas of Ein Divrei Torah Miskaimen El B'misha Memes Atzmai Aleh. Either way, this remez of Zoisa Torah Odom Kiyomus Ba'oil, where is it mentioned? It's mentioned in the Parsha of Aholis, and it's not a coincidence. The Parsha of Aholis is from the Parshas Chamuris and Shas. Akiva Malocha Itzel Agado. Klach Eitzel Negon V'Aholos, right? The last Mishnah that we had here in the Sugi of Aholos was Rabbi Akiva in Aholos. But the idea of Aholos is hard, it's a lot of Amelos, it requires an Indian of Misha Memes Atzmei Aleh, but Mitzad Sheni, a person that's Takim Memes Atzmei Aleh, he's Zoicha, that his Torah is going to have a Kiyum, Ein Divrei Torah Miskaimen El B'Misha Memes Atzmei Aleh.